This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Starting a fight?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are ranked. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim on the Mic, and I can't wait for K to have a huge fit, because this is the one where I will make Kalo go, "Rrr." We also have one each that we can't, that we override. That's right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we override. No matter if we think it's an F tier, we're like, nope, it's going S, so whatever.
All right, fair. And for the most part, all right, before we get into that, we'd like to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. And today we're here to rank the most recent Marvel projects. This includes movies, TV shows from the past couple years. And then for some odd reason, all Spider-Man trilogies are included in this list. So, yep. Hey, you know, it's all canon now anyway. So we're all together, you know?
No.
We're just going to dive right in.
Yeah, they go head first.
All right. First movie on the docket, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That's the second one.
Yes.
D tier.
Really? You thought it was that bad?
I didn't like it.
All right. I'm not going to use my override for that because whatever.
Whoa. What would you put it on there?
I give it a C.
All right. Me and LeBron, yeah. C. All right. Fair enough.
The first Ant-Man.
B.
B. I respect that. Avengers Age of Ultron.
You go first since I won.
I'll give it a B.
All right. Fair enough.
It's not too bad, not too good. They introduced a lot of people up in there, up in that business.
That's Infinity War.
Thank you for that. Infinity War. S.
Yeah, S. Okay, I'll give you that.
Captain Marvel.
A or B. I'll take it.
I thought you'd go lower, but...
Well, what would you put in there?
I'd give it a B.
All right, there. It would go A or B for me, just because of the actress.
Yes. Captain America Winter Soldier, S.
S-tier. I'll give you that. I agree on that.
Like, hands down, one of the best Marvel movies, like, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even a debate. Captain America, the First Avenger. Mm-hmm. I'll go A.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it was a good movie. It was very good. Civil War. I'll go S for this.
I can't go S for this.
You can't.
I can't.
I'll meet you with A.
All right, fair enough.
I'll meet you with A. Just because, like, that tier of B where, like, Ant-Man, Captain Marvel... That movie,
the whole fight scene is great, but you know I'm a big comic book guy,
yeah.
And like it wasn't
a lot wrong with it.
It was a lot wrong with it, which kind of like it breaks my heart because I was so excited for it when it was coming out. So I can't put it in S tier. Good movie.
Yeah, I respect that. That's a solid area.
Yeah.
Also worth noting, Captain America movies are very good.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So here is the first Doctor Strange. I'll go B.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. I was gonna go A, but you know, I got C B. Yeah.
Look at us. Do we even have to debate this one?
No.
Endgame S tier?
Yeah.
Of course. First Guardians. This is where I think you're the wild card here, because I know where I'd put this. but I know you have some weird out of left field opinions that I won't judge.
I'll put it B.
Alright.
All right. Well, what were you going to put it in?
I give it an A. Just for the fact James Gunn took those characters that no one knew about. And made them like big.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 2, I'll give a B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to give it a C originally, but yeah.
I didn't think it was horrible.
Only because whatever his name was, dies.
Yeah. RIP. Mm-hmm. The blue homie. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Far From Home. I'm going to give this one a... Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say A. This one's funny. I don't know why this is on the list, but hey, whatever. This is Edward Norton's The Hulk. I'll give this one a...
I'll say C.
First Iron Man. Or no, is that Iron Man 2?
No, that's Iron Man 2,
Yes, Iron Man 2.
That's with Whiplash.
Yeah, I'll give this one a C.
Yeah, I was going to say C, yeah. Give it a C.
Iron Man.
I'll say D.
Okay. First Iron Man? D. I'm about to say, I didn't really think. That was with, the fake Mandarin, right?
Yeah, the fake Mandarin and then the... What everyone says in the incredible scene when Iron Man is just strapped onto the hood and he's trying.
Yeah.
Now, listeners.
First Iron Man.
S tier. It has to be S. It started the whole thing.
Surprisingly enough, I haven't seen Wakanda Forever yet. It's streaming on Disney Plus. I just found that out today. Wait, is today the day it started?
It comes on today.
Oh, I thought I missed it's been out for a couple weeks, and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to defer to you if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it as well. You know what? Since it's Chadwick Boseman's last movie, can we both agree? Can we put it since it's his last movie?
Which one?
S tier, since it's his last.
Yeah, RIP to the legend.
Yeah.
Is
that the first one?
Yeah, that's the first one. Spider-Man...
Homecoming.
I'll give it an A.
Yeah.
The first Thor.
C?
Yeah.
Can you give me a C?
Yeah. Next one, I'm not even debating. Dark World goes to D.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok. Uh-oh. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
I could do S or A because it was really funny.
I'll give it S. Because that's like, but also too, let's acknowledge the drop off this franchise had from Ragnarok to Love and Thunder. Couldn't even think of it. It's right there. Avengers S tier, first one.
S tier.
All right, the next show on our list, we're getting into now the Disney Plus era. We're getting into WandaVision.
S?
S tier. All right. I respect it. I thought it was good.
What were you going to put WandaVision on?
I was going to say A.
A?
I don't think it's on the same level as like Endgame or anything like that.
You know what? I put it on A. I can see that.
I thought it was good.
It was like groundbreaking too, because it was like, what the fuck am I watching? Why is Vision here?
Yeah.
And it kind of sets up the multiverse in that state with Doctor Strange and the Spider-Man and all that.
Yeah. Captain America or the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm going to go B.
Yeah. I'll give you B.
B. Loki.
Same as WandaVision.
That's a respectable place to put it. I like that. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings.
You know how I feel about this one.
Bootleg Iron Fist, but he's on this list for you. Yeah. I'm going to go B. Not bad, not good.
I'm torn, should I use my one?
It's not as bad as like Edward Norton's Hulk or anything.
I'll give it B.
Black Widow is up next. I didn't really enjoy it, so I'd give it a C.
B me in the middle, B.
B. Okay, fair.
I enjoyed it, and plus Black Widow's sister.
Yes, fair. Marvel's What If. I like this series.
I have yet to see it. The animations, didn't do it for me, so you can have the floor on this one.
I'll give it a B. I just liked how it just kind of took everything and was like, hey, sure, let's have fun. Yeah. Hawkeye.
A? Question mark?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It was funny. I enjoyed it. I was laughing.
Eternals. It's not the worst movie out there.
I didn't get to see this one, so this is all you.
I'll give it a C. It was just kind of there. Is this where we fight?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
What are you putting?
Let me just look ahead at the list to make sure there's nothing I want to override you with. I'll give it an A.
I'm going to use my override. C.
C? All right. That is shocking. I know you're on this anti-nostalgia trip or whatever you're doing, but damn, C tier. All right.
So you were shocked that I, you know, I was on this anti, I'm surprised you were shocked.
I didn't think you'd do C.
I had to.
Fair. All right. We got Spider-Man 2.
Speaking of the nostalgia book.
Yeah, and it begins.
Yeah. B. I'll say B for this one.
A lot of people would go S tier.
Yeah. Out of the trilogy, was my least favorite one.
It's Spider-Man 3. I'll go B as well.
Shockingly, I would say A, but I'll meet you B. I remember as a kid, I was so hyped for this movie.
All right, just for the sake of continuity, Spider-Man 1. I'm going S tier.
Yes, S. I'll meet you in S tier.
All right, we're going to begin the Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, with Spider-Man 2. The Amazing Spider-Man 2,
I should say. That's where Electro, right? And that's when when Stacey dies. B?
I'll go B, yeah.
B, all
right. The first Amazing Spider-Man. I'm going to go B, too.
Okay. You can go B.
The first Venom.
Yo, get Eminem in here. Venom. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to go B.
Yeah, B. B.
A lot of Spider-Man in the B tier, but yeah. Oh well. I haven't seen Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
I have.
I'm going to assume it's C.
C.
Okay. The Daredevil Netflix series. I got A on this.
I have yet to see this one. So yeah, I'll give you A.
Moon Knight. I'll give it a B.
Yeah, B. I'll give you a B on that.
Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
A?
I'll give it an A. I thought it was pretty good. I wish they did more with it, but, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't ask them to do too much. Miss Marvel.
The one show I refuse to watch.
Refused. It had good moments, so I'm going to give it C.
Okay, fair enough. C, Tanya, you wanted me to watch this. Get out of here.
Well, I thought it was, you know, I thought you would like it, you know? It's good. I'll give it that. It's not horrible.
Like the next one.
Thor, Love and Thunder, D.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. This is your stuff now. The Defenders.
C.
There you go. Here's your boy, Iron Fist. He loves this show. You and I both know he does. He's going to put it at S tier, but I will override that.
D.
What happened? I thought that's your boy. Right there. Danny Rand.
He was tough gaslighting me right now.
This is your dude. This is why Shang-Chi's a B. The Punisher.
A?
I'll give it A. Luke Cage. I haven't seen this.
B.
B. A lot of mid in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones. Have not seen this.
B.
All right. This is a show I know you have opinions on. All right, I don't even think you've watched it.
She-Hulk. I watched it. What do you get out of here?
I don't know where you gauge, you know, your level of interest.
Is this where you override me?
No. I would have over... No, I'm not going to override you.
All right.
Where are we going? I'm thinking C.
Yeah. I thought you wanted to put this one higher.
No. I like her. I like her as a person, not the series. Groot, I haven't seen. Did you see this Groot special?
No. Have you?
No. So I'm going to go D just for the fact. Marvel Legends, I haven't seen, so...
Marvel Legends is just like a thing with how they made the shows and everything like that.
Oh, we done goofed. We put the first Black Panther, and there is Wakanda Forever.
Okay, first Black Panther, I say C.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right, I'll override you. That's staying up there.
Really? Wow.
I really like that movie. But we can't ignore. It's Morbin time. Where are we putting Morbius?
C.
Should overrode you there. No, I agree.
Where are you going to put it?
No, it's definitely C. Wakanda Forever.
Were you yet to see this? Like yeah. I said, A, S-tier, because same reason we said last time.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
Here it is, Werewolf by Night.
You've seen this. This is all you.
I liked it. It was okay. This is definitely a Halloween stuff you watch. It's A tier.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Didn't watch it.
Didn't watch. I heard it was good.
All right, so we're gonna put it at B.
Yeah.
Why is Quantumania? It's not even out yet.
It comes out this month.
Predictions. Where are we putting it?
B here.
B. The mid cinematic universe expands. So we went through everything in the MCU as of late, and for some odd reason, both Spider-Man trilogies or, you know, Spider People world. I like the list. I think it's very well thought out, aside from, where did you put? There was a movie, Far From or No Way Home. That was the one I didn't like. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Wednesday morning with the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
The man who puts by me and see here, and on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.